Good morning. It's time for the Clay County Corner, coming to you live from the historic Clay County Courthouse in Salina, Tennessee. For the next hour, the Clay County Corner will inform you of what's happening in our community. Sit back and enjoy the program.
Friends and neighbors, it's time to come down to the corner, Clay County Corner. I'm your host, Kenny Westmoreland, and our show today is coming to you from our studio on the ground floor of the historic Clay County Courthouse in Salina, Tennessee. And I am absolutely delighted to be your first host of the new year. And from all of us here at Clay County Corner, we want to say a happy new year to everyone. This program comes to you each week at this time on WVFB 101.5 Kicks Country. And its purpose is to inform the people of Clay County of local happenings, events, and general information pertaining to Clay County, from Harmony Springs to Willow Grove and all points in between. And in addition to some news that I will have in just a little while, we are privileged to have three special guests on our show this morning. We want to thank you for listening, for being a part of today's show. We want to be your connection for things that are going on in our fine county. And we're glad that you've chosen to hang out on the corner with us today. And don't go away, we'll be back in just a few moments after a break.
Hey, Clay County, Dairy Queen in Salina and Kicks Country want to give away a free ice cream cake. That's right, you can win a delicious ice cream cake from Dairy Queen in Salina for a friend or a loved one having a birthday or anniversary. And all you have to do is call 243-5574. Call 243-5574, speak clearly, leave the name of the person having a birthday or anniversary and the date of the birthday or anniversary. Please leave your name and number so we can call you back if we have any trouble understanding your message. Then, every Thursday between 9 and 10 a.m. on the Clay County Corner, we'll read all of the birthdays and anniversaries collected that week. We will then, at random, pull out the name that will receive that delicious ice cream cake from Dairy Queen in Salina. That number again is 243-5574. Write it down, 243-5574, to win an ice cream cake from Kicks Country and Dairy Queen in Salina.
All right, everybody in the car, let's go.
What are we going to do first when we get there, Mom? Go for a hike?
Sure.
What about canoeing? Can we go canoeing, too?
I don't see why.
How long does it take to get to the forest?
It's not that far, sweetie.
Are we there yet?
Yep, we're here.
Already?
It's a short drive from your neighborhood to your naturehood. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a neighborhood park or green space near you. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the U.S. Forest Service.
As we grow older, aging can present emotional and behavioral problems that often go undetected or ignored. But this is not a part of the normal aging process. Senior Care Unit, located at Cumberland River Hospital in Salina, Tennessee, is devoted to helping older adults and their families deal with these changes. The Senior Care Unit provides a comprehensive approach with a highly skilled staff to pave the way for coping with these difficulties. Referrals to senior care can come from anyone at any time. Don't suffer alone. Senior Care is there to help your family when you need them most. For more information or to make a referral, please call 1-800-777-8553 or 931-243-5265.
It only takes a minute to find out if you may have prediabetes, and you can do it at doihaveprediabetes.org. But you're probably not going to, are you? Kids, work, listening to the radio. You're busy, which is great because busy people can't get prediabetes. Oh my, I read that wrong. They can.
Should have worn my glasses.
So visit doihaveprediabetes.org and take a short test because prediabetes can be reversed.
Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
Welcome back to Clay County Corner, the show that is all things Clay County. Our first guest today is someone with whom I'm quite familiar, and because he's one of my neighbors. We have with us today Mr. Josh Newberry, and he is minister of the First United Methodist Church here in Salina. Good to have you with us today, Josh.
Good morning, Kenny. I'm glad to be here.
Well, thank you for coming on. And Josh is going to tell us a little bit about a free service that's been made available to the needy here in Clay County, and that is the Grace Free Soup Kitchen. But the first thing I'm going to ask Josh to do is just to tell us a little bit about himself, because he's not new to our community.
Yeah, Kenny, like I said, my name is Josh Newberry, and I'm the pastor at the First United Methodist here in Salina. And I am originally from Crossville, Tennessee. Was born and raised there, and ended up, before I became a pastor in 2009, I was a paramedic and a deputy sheriff there for a good long while, and got into the ministry, and now I'm here.
All right. Well, we're glad you're here, and something that has started at the church there in the last few years and is the Grace Free Soup Kitchen, and to the best of my knowledge, at least in my memory, it's something new to our area. And what exactly is it, and what inspired it? Was it a person or an experience, or did someone encounter an individual that was needy? How did it get started?
Well, it really got started out of a recognition of a need in the community. We started looking at, I came to Salina in 2014, in January of 2014, as a pastor at the Methodist Church here. And we really started looking at the community and started saying, okay, what can we do to reach out into the community? And my father-in-law had started a soup kitchen several years before that in Crossville. So I kind of had an idea of how to operate it and how to get one started and how it runs. And so we brought Randy in, and he kind of advised us on how a good way forward would be, a structure and so on and so forth. And so we really just recognized the need and put the word out to the other churches in the community. And I think that's something that's very important to note, that it's not just a ministry of Salina United Methodist Church.
It's a community ministry.
It's a community ministry that happens to occur under our roof.
Okay.
So I think every denomination in the county is represented by volunteers or donations of some kind. And so I think it's a really amazing and wonderful thing. Yeah.
Well, I know it's been in operation now, a little over 2 years? Is that
yes.
Right?
We started our first service in July of 2014.
Mm-hmm. I have to be honest with you. I might be admitting that I'm a little bit naive, but prior to its conception, I had always considered something like this to be something, quote, that you find in a big city. Mm. I would have never in a million years have dreamed that Clay County or Salina would have this problem. And it's been an eye-opener to me, and to realize that even in our community and in our county that there are people that are out. And what are some lessons or some eye-openers or anything that you might have seen since this has started?
Yeah, you know, one of the things we first did was one of the things I like to do when I become the pastor of a new church is I like to look at the demographic research for every community that I serve. And I started to look at that for Clay County and saw that the percentage of persons who live at or below the poverty level in Clay County, Tennessee is at 23.9%. So almost 24% of the total population of Clay County live at or below the poverty level. And so that's a huge number. And that's a group of folks that we can help. But I do want to say this though, Kenny, that the Grace Free Meal Center is not just for persons who are impoverished. It's for anybody. And that's one of the things that we find that's the most helpful, because we're about not just feeding the body, we're about feeding the soul and feeding relationships. It's not a place where we push religion or each individual church's doctrine or whatever. It's about helping folks to find a place where they fit in and feeding folks. And so we have some of the most affluent folks in the county that come and eat lunch with us, and we have some of the most impoverished folks in the county that come and eat lunch with us. And I think that's a really good thing.
What brings people together, and that's what it is. And,
yeah.
And so it's Meal Center. Am I saying it wrong? Grace Free Meal Center, is that what?
Yeah. We named it that intentionally, because when you use the word soup kitchen, there's a stigma attached to it.
I understand.
I'm actually glad you called it that, because that gave me the opportunity to talk about it.
Well, to be honest, that's what I've heard it referred to as.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Well, that it brings people together from different backgrounds and I guess different walks of life is an unintended blessing of it, and that's a good thing. Well, let me ask you this question. On an average, how many participants, how many people will come by each Tuesday to be a part of this? Have you been able to come up with any kind of a statistic or a number for this?
Yeah, we keep track of each meal. We keep track of the meals that we serve every week. And we serve an average of 50 to 60 persons every week. And the record that we've had was 127.
And it's on Tuesday at what time?
It's on, we serve every Tuesday, rain, shine, snow, sleet, or hail, holiday or not, from 11 o'clock a.m. to 12 o'clock. And, of course, now folks come in between 9:30 and 11 and start drinking coffee and talking, which that's great, too.
Oh, yeah. Well, let me ask this question. I know that for almost 3 years now that it's been a one-day thing. Are there currently any plans to maybe occasionally do it 2 days a week, or could you see in the future maybe expanding it to two days a week?
That would be wonderful. We would have to have an increase in sustainable funding to be able to do that. That's something that we'd love to do and something that we'd hope to do in the future, but not something that's a reality today.
Yeah, I know that something like this is voluntary and it exists from the generosity and donations of people in the community and from people that want to serve. And as long as I'm asking you about serving, can anyone volunteer to assist with this?
Absolutely. Absolutely. We always need folks to wash dishes and serve food and we have some volunteers that their only purpose is to come and to sit and to eat and to talk with the folks that are there, our neighbors that are there to eat. And so we can always use more volunteers.
Okay, well, that's wonderful. And perhaps someone in our listening audience today may have some free time, or they're retired, or they might find it as a way to gain a greater involvement. Someone new to the community, it would certainly be a way for them to meet people.
Yeah.
And as we've already discussed this, I know that it thrives and operates solely on the generosity of people. If you would share with our listening audience this morning some ways in which people can make donations toward this effort.
Well, the best way to make donations for us is monetary. We have processes in place to get the same types of food every week. And so donations of actual food items really wouldn't be the most helpful thing. The most helpful thing for us would be monetary donations. Yeah.
And, the reason that I mentioned this, that as we're broadcasting this morning, I realized that this radio program goes far beyond the boundaries of Clay County, and it could very well be that there's someone in our listening audience today that is listening to this and they're thinking, this is a way that I can serve, or this is a New Year's resolution that I can make.
Yeah.
This is something that I could do to help the people of this county. And so... Could you share with us this morning an address with our audience?
Yeah, absolutely. The Salina United Methodist Church manages the accounting for that, and so any donations can be sent to the Salina United Methodist Church, and the P.O. Box address is P.O. Box 664 in Salina, Tennessee, 38551 being the zip code.
And they would make a notation on it that it is for the Grace Free Meal Center.
Yes.
And I'm sure that receipts would be mailed for tax purposes in regards to this.
Yeah, any donations that we receive, there'll be a tax donation receipt that is returned.
Great. If you would repeat that address one more time.
Yeah, the address to send donations is to the Salina United Methodist Church with a Grace Free Meal Center, or Grace, in the memo line, and the address is P.O. Box 664, Salina, Tennessee, zip code 38551.
Okay, well, anything else that you would like to share with us about this ministry this morning, this service to the people of our county?
Well, I would just reiterate that it's for everyone. It's not just for the impoverished. It's for everybody to come together and break some bread together and to have some fellowship time.
If you would quickly give us an idea of what a menu might be on any given Tuesday. What is that?
Thank you for asking that. I forgot to mention that. It's the menu varies widely. It's not just soup and a sandwich. Our do an amazing job. And they do things like spaghetti and meatballs, spaghetti and Italian sausage, all kinds of good stuff.
Sounds great. What is the address there so people can find it?
The physical address is 1418 Mitchell Street in Salina, Tennessee.
Okay. Josh, thanks so much for being with us today. It's time for us to take a break, but I want to thank you for being here, and we're thankful for this incredible service that is being offered to Clay County. Have a great day and Happy New Year.
Thank you, you too.
Okay. You're with Clay County Corner, and we will be back in just a few moments.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness. With a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists, they serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skilled, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
Alvin and the Chipmunks want to remind you to keep bacteria in food from making you ill with four simple steps.
You should be a walk in the park.
Clean, wash hands and surfaces often.
I'm waiting for the rain cycle.
Separate, keep raw meats away from ready-to-eat food.
Yep.
Cook, make sure meat, poultry, and seafood is cooked to the right temperature.
Fire in the hole!
And chill, refrigerate food promptly.
Bingo!
Check your steps at foodsafety.gov. Brought to you by the USDA, HHS, and the Ad Council. The road trip to food safety starts at foodsafety.gov.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
You're going to need me.
You're going to need us.
All of us.
You're going to need our help with your water, your air, your food.
You're going to need our determination, our compassion.
You're going to need the next generation of leaders to face the challenges the future will bring.
And we promise, we'll be there when you need us.
Today, 4-H is growing the next generation of leaders. Support us at 4-H.org.
Back to Clay County Corner, the show that is all things Clay County. And we want to once again say a special thank you to Mr. Josh Newberry for being with us today and telling us about the Grace Free Meal Center that's a public service that's offered each Tuesday here in Salina. Our second guest this morning is another individual that's involved with a service that is of assistance to people in our community. We have with us Mrs. Donna Smith, and she is the manager of Clay County Helping Hands here in Salina. And so, Donna, if you would, tell us just a little bit about yourself.
Well, good morning, first of all. I am Donna Smith. I'm married to Larry Wayne Smith, who is of Clay County. We've been married 40 years. At the time we married, I taught school in Kansas City, Kansas. Had taught for 2 years as a traveling music teacher, elementary. And we got married while he was in the Air Force. We moved to Clay County 39 years ago. I taught school here for 4.5 years, band and music, and then I taught school in Monroe County, Kentucky, for over 25 years. And I've been retired for 3.5 years.
Congratulations on that.
Thank you.
But you oversee Clay County Helping Hands, and
yes.
And this is, if you're not aware of where this is located, it's coming on Highway 52 in the Salina, right before you reach the Cumberland River Bridge. It's across the street from what was once Jack's Quick Shop, now Bertha's Quick Shop. And you oversee this work, and can you tell us a little bit about it and how
okay.
it came to be?
Well, I am the president, and chief volunteer, I guess we need to say. It's been a nonprofit health center since June of 2008. It was begun by the Clay County Ministerial Association, which was made up of ministers of five churches in Clay County. They wanted a central location where people could go and get food or utility help or just sit down and be able to talk for a while during their times of need. That's when Clay County Helping Hands was developed. To fund the center, it was decided that we'd start having a place to sell slightly used clothes and household goods that could be purchased there at a low price. These items are donated by the community, and the health center has only volunteers to sort the items, make up the food boxes, talk to customers, and keep track of sales. I myself am a volunteer. No one gets paid for the work we do. The only thing that we have to pay are our utilities and our rent, and everything else goes to utilities for customers and food boxes. Sponsoring Second Harvest Food Bank and fresh produce every third Thursday at Helping Hands.
All right. Well, that sounds like some wonderful services that are being made available to our people of our county. What's the physical address? I failed to ask you.
Okay,
that.
It's 682 Clay County Highway, and of course, Salina, Tennessee. And as you say, it's right across the street from Bertha's Quick Shop.
Okay. And how long has this been in existence, Donna?
Well, it's been in existence since 2008. So it's been quite a while that it's been around.
Okay, okay. Well, did not know, and it's only been in the last 3 or 4 months that I have had an awareness of it, and I've been involved in it sort of somewhat. Let me ask you this question, and I know that you said that it serves people in the community in various ways.
Right.
With the proceeds from the sales that are going to assist people with utilities.
Mm-hmm.
Could you give us
Statistics,
I'm tongue-tied.
I sure can.
How many has it served since its inception?
Okay. I really can't tell you the total number that we've served, but just last year we paid 416 utility bills, and we gave out 300 food boxes. That's not counting our fresh produce that we have every third Thursday, because people just come in and get it until it's all gone. And then Second Harvest Food Bank we sponsored 6 times last year.
Okay, that's great news, and I'm hoping that someone in our listening audience is hearing this today that may be in need, or they may would like to come and see what you have for sale.
That'd be wonderful.
I've browsed through the store a few times, and there's clothes and books and movies and DVDs and
toys and dishes and just about everything.
All sorts of things.
Yeah.
And one thing that I do know that I had seen, I understand that a change or two has been implemented for 2017.
Yes.
And maybe I think some new rules. If you would share with our audience this morning some of the details about what is being implemented as of this week.
Be glad to. Up until now, we've been able to help an individual twice a year on their utilities. But because of our high demand, then we're having to cut back to just once a year for an individual or family to have help on their utilities. But they can still come in and get a food box once a month, as long as our food lasts each month. They can still come every third Thursday and get fresh produce. So we still are going to be there, and they can still come in and buy adult clothes $1 a piece, shoes $1 a piece, children's clothes $0.25, books $2 for $0.25, and so on. So just all kinds of things that we can do to help people.
Well, by allowing that once a year policy, that allows the organization to assist more people.
More people, yes.
And so if you're in our listening audience and sometime this year you may be at the point that you're in need of assistance, that this is the place to come. And we are very delighted that this service is available in our county. And it's certainly a unique thing.
Please do come. And also another service we do is we have of course, wood heating in this area, and sometimes people lose their property to fire. If you lose your property to fire, you can come in one time, and you can get absolutely anything you need that we have in your store, and our store for free. That's another service that we provide.
See, I did not even know anything yes. about that, and that is wonderful.
Well, they're our neighbors, and we're told to reach out to our neighbors and help in whatever way we can. And that's what we try to do. Even if you just need someone to talk to, you can come in and talk to us. We'd gladly sit down and have a conversation with you.
And you know, that's one of the caveats of living in Clay County, that there are people here that are willing to help others. And,
exactly.
And I've had people tell me, I didn't know that there were people like that still in the world. Well, we're blessed in this county.
Yes,
I can certainly say that. One thing I want to ask at this time, how would someone go about making a donation? I realize that there are certain things that you can and cannot donate. What are
right.
some things that you desire?
Okay. We take any nice clothes. We go through and sort, and if they're stained or have bleach marks or they're missing a button or the zipper's torn out or something, we throw those away. So good quality clothes. People are spending their own money, and we want to provide good clothes for the money. Dishes, toys, children's clothes, shoes, actually anything that I don't have to feed would be acceptable.
I know you told me that someone left some puppies there recently.
Yes, once we had puppies left, we can't provide for puppies. For one, I'm only there 3 days a week, so puppies might be left there and suffer for being left there, so we just can't handle that kind of thing.
Okay. Well, thanks for sharing with that, with the, I guess, the guidelines of
right.
what items are needed. But
right.
let me ask this. Is it possible for anyone, can people make monetary donations for this?
Absolutely. You can either come in, we're open on Saturday from 8 to 4. You can come in and drop off a donation. Or if you want to mail it, then it's 682 Clay County Highway, Salina, Tennessee, 38551. We're open again Thursday, Friday, and Saturday from 8 to 4. If you have other donations that you want to make, items, drop them off when we're open. But if you can't make it during our open hours, we have a nice covered porch. You can put them on the north end of the building. And Rhonda Bailey, who owns the building and lives downstairs, gladly moves all that in for us.
That is great.
Yeah.
And I know that with this being tax-deductible donations, that receipts were given
yes.
for tax purposes.
If you need a tax receipt, we'd gladly fill one out for you.
Okay. Anything else you'd like to share with us that I may have failed to mention or something last minute that you'd like to?
One thing I really, really need is I would love to have more volunteers to come work. Like I said, I'm a volunteer. We have three others that come every once in a while to volunteer. But if I could get more volunteers, either to help sort clothes, help clean, help manage the floor, or even just talk to our customers and make them feel welcome, we'd love to have those people.
Well, I'll tell you what, you can pencil me in one Saturday in the near future.
All right. Sounds great, Kenny.
And thank you for doing this. And,
you are welcome.
And as I said, this is a great service to the people of our county. And Donna invites you to come by and
yes.
check them out and if you would like to make a donation, or if you have clothing or things that you could bring that would help others, please feel free to come by and visit. And we want to thank Ms. Donna Smith for being with us today.
Well, you are sure welcome, and I wish everyone a Happy New Year.
Thank you very much. And you're with Clay County Corner. We will be back in just a few moments after this break.
Hey, Clay County. Dairy Queen in Salina and Kix Country want to give away a free ice cream cake. That's right. You can win a delicious ice cream cake from Dairy Queen in Salina for a friend or a loved one having a birthday or anniversary. And all you have to do is call 243-5574. Call 243-5574, speak clearly, leave the name of the person having a birthday or anniversary, and the date of the birthday or anniversary. Please leave your name and number so we can call you back if we have any trouble understanding your message. Then, every Thursday between 9 and 10 a.m. on the Clay County Corner, we'll read all of the birthdays and anniversaries collected that week. We will then, at random, pull out the name that will receive that delicious ice cream cake from Dairy Queen in Salina. That number again is 243-5574. Write it down. 243-5574 to win an ice cream cake from Kix Country and Dairy Queen in Salina.
All right, everybody in the car, let's go.
What are we going to do first when we get there, Mom? Go for a hike?
Sure.
What about canoeing? Can we go canoeing, too?
I don't see why.
How long does it take to get to the forest?
It's not that far, sweetie.
Are we there yet?
Yep, we're here.
Already?
It's a short drive from your neighborhood to your naturehood. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a neighborhood park or green space near you. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the U.S. Forest Service.
As we grow older, aging can present emotional and behavioral problems that often go undetected or ignored. But this is not a part of the normal aging process. Senior Care Unit, located at Cumberland River Hospital in Salina, Tennessee, is devoted to helping older adults and their families deal with these changes. The Senior Care Unit provides a comprehensive approach with a highly skilled staff to pave the way for coping with these difficulties. Referrals to Senior Care can come from anyone at any time. Don't suffer alone. Senior Care is there to help your family when you need them most. For more information or to make a referral, please call 1-800-777-8553 or 931-243-5265.
It only takes a minute to find out if you may have prediabetes, and you can do it at doihaveprediabetes.org. But you're probably not going to, are you? Kids, work, listening to the radio. You're busy, which is great because busy people can't get prediabetes. Oh my, I read that wrong. They can.
Should have worn my glasses.
So visit doihaveprediabetes.org and take a short test, because prediabetes can be reversed.
Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a great health care facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness, with a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists. They serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skilled, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
Alvin and the Chipmunks want to remind you to keep bacteria in food from making you ill with four simple steps.
Needs to be a walk in the park.
Clean, wash hands and surfaces often.
I'm waiting for the rain cycle.
Separate, keep raw meats away from ready-to-eat food.
Yep.
Cook, make sure meat, poultry, and seafood is cooked to the right temperature.
Fire in the hole!
And chill, refrigerate food promptly.
Yep.
Check your steps at foodsafety.gov. Brought to you by the USDA, HHS, and the Ad Council. The road trip to food safety starts at foodsafety.gov.
Okay, you're back with Clay County Corner, the show that's all things Clay County. And at this time, we're going to acknowledge some school closings that have just come in. We've just had the call during our break. Clay County schools will dismiss this morning for inclement weather at 11:30 a.m. That's all schools in Clay County. And all schools in Monroe County, Kentucky, will close this morning at 11 a.m. due to inclement weather. That's 11 a.m. for Monroe County and 11:30 a.m. for Clay County schools. And at this time, we're now going to recognize some special birthdays in the community. We want to say a special happy birthday to Willie McLaren. Willie celebrated number 97 years of age on January 1st, and this was a call-in from his sister, Lola Morris, and from the Morris family, and from the Comer family. We've also had a call-in to recognize a birthday. Jayreen Davis celebrated a birthday on the 27th day of December. And also on January 4th, Mr. Johnny Smith celebrated his 85th birthday, and this was called in by Mrs. Johnny Smith and also by his family and his grandchildren and his brothers and sisters. They want to say a special happy birthday. And the man that's sitting across from me, our next guest, Mr. Jeff Sherrill, his sister Elaine Sherrill, had a birthday on January 1st, and his sister Tammy Medley had a birthday yesterday on January 4th. And Jeff, we're glad to have you with us this morning, friend.
It's glad to be here, Kenny.
Let me tell you people, Jeff and I go back a long way, and he's a lifelong native of Clay County. He's a third-generation farmer and is a resident of the Pea Ridge community, and his family has played a huge role in that community for many years. Jeff, thanks for being with us today.
I'm glad to be here, Kenny. Sure am.
If you would, just tell me a little bit about yourself.
Well, Kenny, I've lived on Pea Ridge all my life. I'm now 50-year-old, so that's 50 years. And, of course, when I was about 20 years old, I got diabetes, you know, and had a kidney transplant, went through all that stuff, you know, and of course, a lot of years I spent with my dad, Harlan, and we farmed tobacco and cattle and hay, just all the other farmers in Clay County. And now, since my father's passed away, I have kept up the tradition of just the hay and the cattle. Of course, we dropped the tobacco.
Well, one thing that I want us to talk about this morning is your late grandmother. I'll get to that in just a moment.
Okay.
But we know that the Sherrill family has played a huge role in the Pea Ridge community, and a whole lot of that has to do with your grandfather, your dad, and your uncles. But before we get talking about your grandmother, tell us a little bit about them and their role in the community.
Well, of course, we were all farmers. That's basically all we did, and they were always trying to do something with the land. I can remember when I was small how we had like 5 acres of tomatoes, and we would pick them all by hand. And, of course, we were little kids, and we saw fun, and we thought that was fun. But that was really hard work, I'm telling you. And, of course, we were always doing stuff like that, like sweet corn, and Grandpa would have a little stand out beside the road, and he would sell his vegetables to the tourists that would come down to the lake, you know.
I cannot envision 5 acres of tomatoes.
it was hard work, I tell you.
And I know that your uncles and others have also engaged in this sort of work, and that the Sherrill family has been well known for farming, mm-hmm. and just for being good stewards of the land in the Pea Ridge community for generations. But the one person that I want to talk to you about was your grandmother, and she was quite an individual. I remember Miss Lucy Sherrill. And she died, I believe, in 2011 at the age of 101. Mm-hmm. And she was certainly well-known. And if you would, tell just a little bit about some of your memories of Lucy.
I can remember Grandma when she would, when there would be someone coming around, you know, around the house to help work and stuff, Grandma would always cook. She never, anyone that left our place without eating was usually very uncommon, you know.
Or it was their fault.
Yeah, it was their fault. Grandma would always cook at 11:30 every day. She would have, you know, like potatoes and chicken and beans and cornbread, stuff like that. She never turned anyone away that came to the house.
One thing I remember about people that generation, and they always say, come stay all night with us, and they meant it.
Yes, they meant that.
I've had that invitation extended to me on more than one occasion.
That's true.
But one thing I want to bring to the attention this morning of our listening audience is that Miss Lucy, for many years in our local newspapers, and I believe it may have started with Bill Fish Bugle, and that it went on and was carried for many years in the Clay Statesman, she had a weekly article in our local paper called the Pea Ridge News. My late grandmother, Mrs. Irene Westmoreland, was a native of Pea Ridge, and when that paper came in the mail every week, the first thing she turned to was the Pea Ridge News to see what was going on in that community. And what are some things that you remember about her column, Jeff?
Grandma would call people on the phone, you know, or a lot of people would call her on the phone, and she would gather the news that way, or, you know, when they went to church, she would talk to people. Even letters that was written to her she would tell the news that people would write her letters and things through that.
I know that it was a simpler way of life. And today, if you want to get information, someone just told me and gave me announcements from Facebook, or we would receive an email or a phone call, or it might come across the computer. And today, text and 911 and such. There are many, many ways to share information this day and time. But in that day and time, someone went to Cook, or if they went to Nashville, or if they went to Indianapolis, it was big news.
Yeah.
And what were some of the ways that she gathered her information back then?
Well, mainly, Kenny, was the telephone. Of course, back then, they used to have, like, the party line.
Oh,
remember
yeah.
the party line?
Oh, yes.
And you had to hang up if you heard someone else talking on the party line.
But not always. People did not always do that.
I know. A lot of people wouldn't. But, you know, Grandma would, mainly her sister, Laura Stevens, she would get a lot of information from her. And Grandma just had a really good memory, too, of things.
And I'm certain people at church shared things. And you said maybe they received letters and such. But
yeah.
I remember each week she usually had a pretty good-sized column.
Yeah, yeah, she did.
And I know that it was discontinued it
yeah.
sometimes in the 90s after
yeah.
she reached a point that she could no longer maintain it. But I mean, Mrs. Lucy Sherrill was a wealth of information for the Pea Ridge community for many, many years. And I know that people still miss that today. Well, let me ask you a question.
Okay.
Do people ever contact you or your family and ask to see any of the old newspapers?
Not anymore, Kenny. Of course, the ones that remember the column, that really enjoyed the column, were the old-timers, and a lot of those people have passed away. And but we have kept them all. We've still got a lot of the newspapers and the clippings and things.
And I do know that if anyone desires to do that, they can go to the Clay County Library, where many of our newspapers of years past are on microfiche and it can be retrieved and viewed there.
Yes.
But one thing that came to my mind as I was thinking about things to talk about this morning, it would be neat just for someone to compile a book of everything that she put together over
yeah.
the years that she did
yeah.
it, because probably from about the 40, or late 40s, early 50s, one could compile a history of the Pea Ridge community just looking at her information.
Yeah.
And my being from an educational background here, I'm thinking this is a master's degree project or
yeah.
perhaps a doctoral project for someone. This would certainly be worth researching.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know if anyone has ever considered doing this?
I don't think they have, Kenny, not that I know of. I remember back in, I think it was the 80s, when they done the little Salina book, the little book called Salina.
Yes.
And, of course, there was a student that came out to Grandma and Grandpa, and she had a little story, a little write-up about it.
Okay.
But that's basically the only thing I know of.
Okay. Jeff, we're going to take a quick break, then we'll have you back right after the break. You're with Clay County Corner, and we will be right back after just a few moments. Stay with us.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
You're going to need me. You're going to need us.
All of us.
You're going to need our help with your water, your air, your food.
You're going to need our determination, our compassion.
You're going to need the next generation of leaders to face the challenges the future will bring.
And we promise we'll be there when you need us.
Today, 4-H is growing the next generation of leaders. Support us at 4-H.org.
Hey, Clay County, Dairy Queen in Salina and Kix Country want to give away a free ice cream cake. That's right. You can win a delicious ice cream cake from Dairy Queen in Salina for a friend or a loved one having a birthday or anniversary. And all you have to do is call 243-5574. Call 243-5574, speak clearly, leave the name of the person having a birthday or anniversary, and the date of the birthday or anniversary. Please leave your name and number so we can call you back if we have any trouble understanding your message. Then, every Thursday between 9 and 10 a.m. on the Clay County Corner, we'll read all of the birthdays and anniversaries collected that week. We will then, at random, pull out the name that will receive that delicious ice cream cake from Dairy Queen in Salina. That number again is 243-5574. Write it down, 243-5574, to win an ice cream cake from Kicks Country and Dairy Queen in Salina.
All right, everybody in the car, let's go.
What are we going to do first when we get there, Mom? Go for a hike?
Sure.
What about canoeing? Can we go canoeing, too?
I don't see why.
How long does it take to get to the forest?
It's not that far, sweetie.
Are we there yet?
Yep, we're here.
Already?
It's a short drive from your neighborhood to your naturehood. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a neighborhood park or green space near you. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the U.S. Forest Service.
You are back with Clay County Corner, the show that's all things Clay County. This is your host, Kenny Westmoreland, and we are currently interviewing this morning Mr. Jeff Sherrill, a native of the Pea Ridge community, and he's been sharing some things with us about his grandmother, the late Lucy Sherrill, and the regular newspaper column that she had for many years of the Pea Ridge community, Pea Ridge News. And I'm about to ask him about something that has been around since 1969, and it's certainly one of the social events of the season out on Pea Ridge, and I can remember when it used to go on for a week. We're going to talk about the annual Sherrill Reunion. Tell us a little bit about it, Jeff.
Oh, it's a wonderful time, Kenny. I have so many memories of the people that's passed through there. It's wonderful. It's wonderful. The food, the people, just sitting up till 1 and 2 o'clock in the morning and around the fire and talking. Oh, it just fills my mind with beautiful, wonderful memories.
Okay. One thing that I like to say about the Sherrill Reunion is that you do not have to be a Sherrill to be there. I know that.
No.
I always tell people that we're all a Sherrill when it comes time for the reunion.
That's right.
I can remember attending back in the late 80s, and one thing I remember is pulling in and had to walk a long way. So many were there, and there were about five or six metal cans lined up with flames under them. They're having their corn boiled.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
It was all you could eat, corn on the cob. And,
yeah.
And,
oh.
But I know that there's food and fun and music and just telling stories. And it's always right around the 4th of July.
Yeah.
It's either the weekend of the 4th of July or the weekend after.
Yes.
The 4th of July. And this year will be the 49th annual Sherrill Reunion in July of 2017.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. And we always look forward to that and just wanted to share with that. But it's amazing that so many come together for this. I remember one year you guys had a T-shirt made and you gave them one, and it had a tree with your grandparents' names on it and all five kids. And it said, strong roots, strong roots, strong branches.
Strong branches, that's
and,
true.
And how true that is.
Yeah.
I can't end this show today without mentioning your father, the late Harlan Sherrill. We lost Harlan in July of 2015, and what a loss. He was a great friend and an encourager and someone I've known all my life. And many, many people today still dearly miss him. And just, I know you all miss him as well. Just share a thing or two about your dad with us.
Kenny, we miss him every day. Daddy always was pulling for the people of Clay County. He would do anything for Clay County. He always tried his best to get commerce and industry into Clay County as much as he could. He made a lot of trips to Nashville and down there to the governor's office to keep Clay County in the front of his mind, you know. And Daddy was a real good farmer. I learned everything I know from him. And every time I go out to the barn today, I can still I almost looking around for him, you know, knowing he's out there somewhere.
One thing I liked about Harlan is that if it had been a month or a year, if you'd seen him, he would take right up where you left off.
Yes.
And when I was one of the speakers at his funeral, and one thing that I said about Harlan is that he was a sausage maker extraordinaire.
Yes.
And the best homemade sausages I'd ever tasted was made by Harlan and his family. But he certainly missed, and I know that it gives comfort to all of you to know that so many in our community were touched by his life.
I can remember Kenny one time when, of course, the hog market, I think we had 120 hogs, and of course the hog market went down to nothing. And Daddy said, I don't know what we're going to do. And we started butchering the hogs and sort of selling out the meat to people that needed it. And we went through 120 pigs that year.
I remember in the old house.
Yeah.
I came out there one night and bought some. Well, Jeff, we thank you for being with us today and
thank
sharing
you, Kenny.
Some news. And one thing I'm going to ask Jeff to do while he's here is to draw the winner for our Dairy Queen ice cream cake. Each week we have a drawing, and we draw to see who's going to win this delicious cake donated to us by the Dairy Queen in Salina. And Jeff, if you would, just draw.
Okay.
And let me have this.
There you go, Kenny.
Okay. And it looks like the winner of our ice cream cake today is Mr. Willie McLaren. And not only did he celebrate a birthday, he's celebrating an ice cream cake. So congratulations to Willie. And what he and his family will need to do, they will need to go by the Chamber of Commerce to collect the coupon in order to get your ice cream cake from the Dairy Queen. And feel free at any time to call in on our line here and to let us know what about birthdays and such. Jeff, thank you for being with us today. It was a pleasure to have you.
Well, it's wonderful to be here with you, Ken.
Well, have a great day and Happy New Year.
You, Ken.
Okay, I'm going to dedicate the rest of our show today to some local announcements that I wish to make. One announcement that I have is that East 52 Volunteer Fire Department will sponsor a CPR class on Sunday, January 8th, beginning at 1 o'clock. And if you're interested in learning about CPR, you can call 931-243-5352. And the cost of this service is $35 per person. $35 per person to learn about CPR, and you can save a life. And so please feel free to call and to be a part of this. Also, another announcement I have is that the Clay County Veterans books are now available for purchase at the Clay County Library, the Bank of Salina, Macon County Bank, and the Chamber of Commerce, the Clay County Chamber of Commerce, for a cost of $15. If you have prepaid for your book already, that book can be picked up at the Clay County Library. I also want to recognize this morning an individual who has Clay County ties, and that is Mr. Jamie Daly of the bluegrass duo Daly and Vincent. Daly and his partner, Darren Vincent, this past Saturday night, were invited to become the newest members of the Grand Ole Opry. And only a select few have ever had or will ever have. And so we congratulate them on this milestone and wish them all the best. And I've seen a video of how excited and how emotional they became, because that is a very, very special event and a special invitation to receive. And they will be inducted later on in the spring. But congratulations to Jamie Daly and to Darren Vincent. Also, the Salina Fire Department, the East 52 Fire Department, and the Moss Volunteer Fire Departments, along with several past members of our local fire departments, we'll have a lunch meal serving soups and chili on Monday, January 9th at the fire department in Salina from 11 a.m. until 12:30 p.m. All proceeds from this event will be given to Jake and Josh Wheeler, and they are the sons of the late Vonda Ashlock Wheeler of Clay County. The money will be given to them to assist with funeral expenses. And all are invited to come and to be a part of this event. And you're invited to come and to enjoy a hot meal of soup or chili and to bring food or simply to come by and to make a donation. And And all of this money from this will go to a worthy cause. And so we certainly want to encourage this and wish this effort all the best. Another announcement that I've been asked to make this morning is that the commodities recertification for 2017 to the Upper Cumberland Human Resource Agency begins today, January the 5th. And if you know someone who would benefit from this, or if you would benefit from this, please feel free to contact Tanya Spears at the UCHRA in Salina at 931-243-3674. And the first distribution for commodities in Clay County will be on January 18th. Once again, if you know someone that would benefit from receiving commodities, or if you personally are eligible and you would like to sign up to receive periodic donations of commodities, please call Tanya Spear at the Upper Cumberland Human Resource Agency, 931-243-3674. This is a service that's made available to the people of our county by the state of Tennessee and the Upper Cumberland Human Resource Agency. And so please, if you have a need, feel free to go by. And it's physically located on Highway 52 between the Cumberland River Bridge and the Town Square in Salina there on the left. One other announcement that I would like to make is that the Clay County Adult Education is offering free classes toward a high school diploma. If you're a resident of this county and you've attended school in Clay County and you never graduated from Salina or from Hermitage Springs and you would like to go on and you would like to earn your high school diploma, then this is what you need to do. You need to call 931-243-5516 to gather information on taking classes. And by taking these classes through what is sometimes called adult high school, you can work toward an equivalent degree that is the equivalent of a high school diploma. And I know that many people have benefited from this, and we would like to encourage you as well to be a part of this if this is something you would like to do. If you want to turn over a new leaf in 2017 and do this, and then please feel free to call at 931-243-5516. We want to thank you this morning for being with us on Clay County Corner. Thanks for hanging out on the corner. And once again, I'm your host, Kenny Westmoreland. It's been a privilege to be with all of you today. And we'll be back before you know it. And there'll be a rebroadcast of this tonight at 6 o'clock on 101.5 Kix Country. Also, and one other announcement that I need to make again, I've been asked to make. Clay County schools will close today at 11:30 a.m. because of inclement weather, and also schools in Monroe County, Kentucky will close at 11 a.m. due to inclement weather. Be safe in the snow, people. Happy New Year, and we wish all of you a happy day. Thank you.
As we grow older, aging can present emotional and behavioral problems that often go undetected or ignored, but this is not a part of the normal aging process. Senior Care Unit, located at Cumberland River Hospital in Salina, Tennessee, is devoted to helping older adults and their families deal with these changes. The Senior Care Unit provides a comprehensive approach with a highly skilled staff to pave the way for coping with these difficulties. Referrals to Senior Care can come from anyone at any time. Don't suffer alone. Senior Care is there to help your family when you need them most. For more information or to make a referral, please call 1-800-777-8553 or 931-243-5265.
It only takes a minute to find out if you may have prediabetes, and you can do it at doihaveprediabetes.org. But you're probably not going to, are you? Kids, work, listening to the radio. You're busy. Which is great, because busy people can't get prediabetes. Oh my, I read that wrong. They can.
Should have worn my glasses.
They'll visit doihaveprediabetes.org and take a short test, because prediabetes can be reversed.
Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Thanks for being with us today for the Clay County Corner on Kix Country. We thank all of our interesting guests, and we thank all of our fine sponsors. Our sponsors take pride in and care about our community. So when the need arises, make sure you visit them. Or just give them a call and tell them thanks for sponsoring the Clay County Corner. So until next Thursday morning at 9, we hope you have a great week.